Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com.
You never know what's going to happen out here.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we cover the UFC primarily, Strikeforce, Bellator, and there's some other small sanctioning bodies along the way, but we try to cover the entire world of mixed martial arts here for the next hour. You can give us a call on the toll-free. When I say toll-free, it means it doesn't cost you a dime. If you're a cheapskate, here's a free long-distance call for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter using the hash mark and then Ring Talk, RINGTALK. Well, of course, we're 1 week away from the UFC on Fox TV. And that's next week. They're going to go head-to-head with a boxing match from Las Vegas, the Floyd Mayweather-Miguel Cotto fight. And there's going to be some great fights on the card. Of course, Nate Diaz is on the card. Nick's brother, Josh Koscheck, is on the card. And two of the fighters on the card facing each other will appear today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm talking about Pat Barry and LeVar Johnson. So this figures to be an exciting hour of MMA right here. Once again, the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of news to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC, the suspension of Alistair Overeem, the number one ranked heavyweight contender, who was slated to fight for the heavyweight championship on May the 26th. We've got a replacement foe for him. Lots of news to talk about. As I said, stay tuned. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it won't, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. You can hold your man. Hold. Never get so confident that there's nothing you want to know. Cause by the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you've got what it takes to be the untold boss. Use your wisdom.
It's the debut album by Dead Sarah, featuring Weatherman. Dead Sarah, available now on iTunes and Amazon.com.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Back it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Listen to my boys harmonize here. This is the Mighty Tower of Power, of which I do some writing for. You can check them out, towerofpower.com. Hit the message board. Check out Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Might as well get things going with the results from last week's, of course, UFC 145, live in Atlanta, GA. Of course, the fight started out on Facebook for an hour, and then they went to FX Cable for 2 hours, and then, of course, it was a three-hour pay-per-view show. But in the main event, John Jones remained the main man as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. The Tiger Woods of the UFC by thrashing Rashad Evans over five rounds. It was a one-sided fight. Maybe Evans had one round, maybe, but I didn't think he did. But the bottom line was I had it a shutout for John Jones. Of course, John Jones now, I believe, 16-1. The only loss to the fight he's ever lost, he was disqualified against Matt Hamill, and he was eating Matt Hamill alive. In fact, what he did was he struck him from the top. From Hamill was in a prone position, and he hit him with some illegal elbows. So that's the only way that John Jones, at 6'4", 205 pounds, with an 84-inch arm span, as far as his reach is concerned, that's the only way he's ever been beaten. So do I think he is the real deal? Without a question. Do I think he's the best light heavyweight out there? Without a question. Do I think he move up to heavyweight? I don't think so. I just don't think he's going to have to be able to put on the body mass. Yeah, he's 6'4". He's 205 pounds. Maybe he cuts a few pounds to get down to 205 pounds. But he's a lean type of guy. He's not a buff type of guy. You know, so not one of these steroid-looking guys. Like Alistair Overeem, of course, the number one-ranked heavyweight contender in the UFC, slated to fight Junior Dos Santos for the world UFC heavyweight title that was May the 26th on pay-per-view. Well, guess what? He's out. That's right. Of course, it was March 27th when the Nevada City Athletic Commission tested six fighters on that UFC card for May 26th. And, of course, all six fighters were tested for steroids. Alistair Overeem was tested. He didn't want to be tested. What happened was they got all six guys together. They told him, look, we're going to test you guys for steroids after the press conference. So Overeem ends up leaving, drives in his car and going away from the facility. Then he had to come back. He came back and he took the test. And originally I was told his levels were somewhere around 7-1, and I believe the Nevada State Athletic Commission will accept a 6-1 ratio in testosterone. Okay, that's the steroid. And his was 14-1. So obviously he had taken his big shot. Evidently he went to see some quack doctor named Hector Molina, and he went all the way to Coleyville, Texas to get this. This is a guy that prescribes, I've been told, prescribes steroids on the internet. So I guess not my favorite type of doctor, not the best doctor in the world. Anyway, the bottom line is Overeem now is suspended for a year. I take that back and be able to apply for another license December 26, 2012. The Nevada State Athletic Commission imposed a 9-month suspension instead of a 1-year suspension because at the time he took the test, he wasn't licensed. So they came up with this 9-month suspension, and the stipulations are this. Unlike Antonio Margarito, that boxer that was suspended for loading up his gloves with plaster of Paris pads about 2 or 3 years ago against Sugar Shane Mosley in Los Angeles, he was able to fight in Texas, even though Nevada and California decided they weren't going to license him. Okay, The Nevada State Athletic Commission has told Overeem and his team and the UFC that he cannot fight in any form, any manner, any way, any country, anywhere around the world. He just can't do it until at least December 26, 2012. And, you know, he lost a $1 million payday against Junior Dos Santos. And what can I say? We've always thought that he's been on some type of steroids for years. I mean, the guy went from, like, a lean-looking 205 pounds to a big buff-looking 250-plus pounds, you know. And like Chris Cyborg Santos, and we thought for years that she was on the juice, okay. Gina Carano, before the fight, after the fight, she's the only one that's ever beat Gina Carano. She thought that Chris Cyborg Santos was on the juice. Well, guess what? Chris Cyborg Santos has now been suspended for a year. That was upheld a few weeks ago by the California State Athletic Commission in an appeal hearing. And she's been suspended for a year. She won't be able to fight, I believe, till the end of this year. That she had taken this bad test and failed, I believe, last November or December down in the San Diego area. But the bottom line is the two most prominent people suspected of using steroids in the world of mixed martial arts on the female side, I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, on the male side, Alistair Overeem, they're both out. They're both out. They're both suspended. Didn't look good. Wasn't a good week for Dana White. I mean, Dana White finds this thing extremely embarrassing. Of course, he is the president of the UFC, and he finds this very embarrassing. I mean, because, you know, he planned this big event, Junior Dos Santos and Alistair Overeem. People wanted to see Overeem fight Santos because, you know, Overeem had beaten Brock Lesnar to a pulp last December 30th and retired him, sent him back to the world of fake fighting and pulled punches in the world wrestling entertainment industry. But the bottom line is they wanted to see Overeem. I believe he was on an 8 or a 9 fight win streak. I mean, you know, he looks good physically. He looks buffed. Overbuffed, and, you know, that's that. But the bottom line is that fight won't be happening. Frank Mir, who was supposed to take on Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion, Mir, a former UFC light heavyweight champion as well, Frank Mir will step in, and Frank Mir is a very good fighter. Now, can he beat Junior Dos Santos? Probably not. I think Junior Dos Santos has the best stand-up game in all of MMA as far as heavyweights are concerned. Now, as far as getting down on the ground, he might not be as good as Frank Mir, but I'm just going to lean towards Santos slightly in this fight. Not a big favorite, slight favorite, maybe 11-5, 2-1, somewhere around there. I'll see what the official odds makers end up having in the fight. But the bottom line is that'll go down May 26th in Las Vegas. And, of course, you know, Las Vegas is the capital of the UFC, but the second capital of the UFC happens to be Brazil. I mean, down there it's like a religion, okay? And I kid you not. It's like everybody knows what UFC and MMA is. Of course, it's the number two ranked TV show in the entire country next to Big Brother. I'm talking about The Ultimate Fighter Brazil. And it airs Sunday nights, I believe, on UFC.tv on the web here in the United States from Brazil. But it's the number two TV show down there. Now, they were supposed to do, on the 23rd of June, they were supposed to do Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen, a rematch, in which Chael Sonnen came about a minute and a half, 2 minutes away from beating Anderson Silva about a year and a half ago in Oakland, California. But, of course, he tested positive for steroids after the fight, and he was suspended for a year. But he's done his thing. He's done his suspension. He's come back, and he will be fighting Anderson Silva, looks like, on July the 7th. That's right, July 7th. So apparently the card in Brazil on June 23rd has either been scratched. They were going to try to do it on the 30th of June, but that would have been two pay-per-views back-to-back 1 week apart, and I think that you're asking a little bit too much of the MMA fan, the UFC fan, to spend $90 in a week on watching fights on TV. I just don't think it's going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen then. I thought it was unlikely, and now it's officially off that, of course, Anderson Silva will be taking on Chael Sonnen. That'll be on July 7th, and there's a good card July 7th, Tito Ortiz's retirement fight with Forrest Griffin. Kung Lee, one of my buddies down there from the Silicon Valley, one time one of the hottest fighters in the world of MMA and Strikeforce. In fact, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Strikeforce. Of course, Strikeforce going in San Jose, California, May the 19th with the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. I'm talking about Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier. Cormier undefeated, Josh Barnett 36-5, a former UFC heavyweight title holder. Circle that date on your calendar. If you don't live in the area, you can watch it on Showtime. But if you live in the area, you want to be at the HP Pavilion because it's going to rock. Anytime Strikeforce does it in San Jose, the joint rocks. No question about that. But back to July the 7th in Las Vegas. Dominic Cruz, of course, he's a man. He's a champion. He's taking on Uriah Faber. Uriah Faber, a former champion. Now, Cruz has beat him once, I believe, and Cruz will beat him again. There's no doubt in my mind Cruz is going to romp all over Uriah Faber. Now, he's a California kid. He's a favorite. He's got a big following out of Sacramento, California. There'll be a good amount of people in the audience wanting to see Faber win. Of course, right now, the opposing coaches on the Ultimate Fighter, was it season 13, I believe, the longest-running reality TV show here in the United States. But it airs on Friday nights on FX Cable. But the bottom line is, you know, Faber is not the fighter that Dominic Cruz is. They're coaching each other's teams. I think Faber's got the upper hand right now as far as wins are concerned by one or two wins. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to these two guys fighting, Uriah Faber's just too big. Uriah Faber's just too small, and I believe he's straining himself to get down to this unnatural weight, and he's not going to be able to fight against Dominic Cruz. I think Dominic Cruz smokes him like a New York blunt. Sorry, Uriah, but that's just the way I see it. Of course, as I said, the main event is going to be Anderson Silva, the world middleweight champion. He's 185 pounds in the UFC, taking on Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen, one of the best stand-up guys when it comes to the microphones concerned. I mean, he can stand up. He can talk his smack, no question about that. Also on that same card, Michael Bisping is going to take on Tim Botch. So that's going to be a pretty good card. That's July the 7th on pay-per-view. Want to mention Buff Bagwell, the professional wrestler. Remember him? Back in the day, he's about 42 years old now. Got a couple broken bones in his neck earlier this week. He flipped his Jeep back east and broke a couple of bones in his neck, a couple of vertebrae. So, you know, I know he was still doing some independent shows as far as professional wrestling is concerned, but I think that'll all come to an end now with a twice broken neck. But the bottom line is we want to wish him the very best in his recovery. Speaking of recoveries, you know, Brock Lesnar couldn't handle the world of real fighting and the UFC, so he went back to the world wrestling entertainment. And he's doing good numbers. They expect him and John Cena to do some outstanding numbers. We'll see what happens. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Brock Lesnar turned out to be a big puss. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Next up, UFC's very own. I'm talking about the very special one. I love him on the show, Mr. Pat Barry on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's tired. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez.
The theme of Mannix, of course, a detective series from the late 1960s, mid-1960s to the early 1970s, starring Mike Touch Connors, former UCLA basketball player. Well, folks, USC comes to Fox next Saturday night, of course, at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. on the East Coast. The main event will be Nate Diaz versus Jim Miller. But my favorite guy is on the card. He's always such a great guest. But he sounded a little cranky when I called him on the phone a little while ago. Pat, are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling good, man. How are you?
I don't know. You sound a little bit cranky when I called you a half hour ago. Rawr, you, like, growled at me.
Oh, man. Pat was waking up a half an hour ago. It's nighttime, man. This is pre-fight week. I'm not going to be waking up until 3 o'clock all week.
Yeah, I know. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, this pre-fight week, the last week's really a pain in the butt as far as anxiety is concerned. In the dressing room, probably waiting in the dressing room is the worst, but...
That is absolutely the worst. Like, I think if it was up to me, I would fly in on Saturday night, like land from the airport, get gloved up in the car, drive straight to the arena, and just run in the ring and fight.
Okay.
Like, so, ideally, that's how I would do it. They say, oh, we want to get you there a few days in advance just to, you know, so you get acclimated to the weather and to the scenery and just, you know, start being in the moment. I'm like, nah, man, I'd rather just, if I could just get off the plane, fight in the airport, get back on the plane, and go home, that would be, I think, best.
East Rutherford, New Jersey. I don't know how accustomed you need to get to New Jersey unless you like smog. New Jersey's not my favorite place, no question about that.
You know, I think I've been through New Jersey. I've never, like, actually stopped in it. Maybe one day on a tap-out tour, maybe, but I think I've driven through New Jersey two or three times, okay, like on a road trips, but I've never actually stopped there. So I don't know. The only thing I know about New Jersey is, you know, what they portray it as on TV.
Well, I was staying at Caesar's Palace a few years ago doing a boxing match on television, and I turned on the bathtub, and the bathtub, the water was orange.
That's not good.
No, that's never a good sign as far as, especially this is the same water you would be drinking if you opened up the tap. So New Jersey's got
Either that's real bad news, or that's how you develop your mutant powers.
Pat Barry is our guest, folks. One of my favorite guys when it comes to the world of the UFC, and having him on the show, of course, he's taking on LeVar Johnson on the undercard next week. That'll be on FX cable as well. Talk to me about LeVar Johnson. What does he bring to the dance, Pat?
LeVar Johnson brings fists the size of my head. He brings a 14 first-round knockout record. He brings a 1-0 with a 2-minute knockout of Joey Beltran, which has never been done before. In his UFC debut, he brings 6'4", 260 pounds of all chest and arms, and he's got a sweet goatee.
Okay, so how do we go about taking him apart?
Don't get hit in the head by him.
Okay.
that's my main strategy is don't get hit by that guy. Don't get hit by anybody, but definitely stay away from him. Not stay away from him, but definitely don't get caught up in a let's see who's who's not the big and who's the bravest and just stand there and trade blows with the guy. No way.
Will you be looking to take him down and try to ground and pound with him or what?
If I have to. I mean, that's never my first game plan, ever. That's never going to be my first game plan. But if I have to, that's what it comes down to. If that's how I feel I would come about a win, then that's what's going to have to happen. I mean, LeVar and I are both not ground guys. We're not wrestlers. We're not jiu-jitsu guys. We both stand there. We both like to punch people in the head, kick them in the head, or however it takes. With a striking win is what we both look for, and that's what we're both really good at. And, you know, but I'm not a – I mean, survival is the key. I mean, winning is the key. So if I can't stop him standing, then, you know, of course I'm going to think about it. If he is in trouble on the feet, he is not – I mean, it's just natural. He's not going to be opposed to – tackling me to the ground if that's where he feels he has to take the fight, you know. So am I going to do it? Is that the game plan? No, but it's not the game plan either, if that makes sense.
Okay, do you think John Jones took a little easy on Rashad Evans last week?
I don't think John Jones took it easy on Rashad Evans last week. From what I feel like as if maybe John Jones possibly was not in the greatest shape of his life. And at the same time, I think he kind of started running out of ideas because – I mean, everybody knows John Jones is going to hit you with a spinning elbow or some flying knee or something, you know.
Spectacular.
Something that just came out of left field you've never seen before. And when, you know, he did what he did, and after a while, just Rashad Evans wasn't going down. So, I don't know. That's the feeling that I got. Watching it just seemed like as if he ran out of ideas.
Okay. Nate Diaz in the main event. Nick's brother. Nick's one of my favorite guys. Nate Diaz, 15-7. Jim Miller, 21-3. Who's going to win this fight and why?
Man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Jim Miller is ridiculously strong, and that guy can, I mean, if he gets you to the ground, he's going to pull a body part off of you. I mean, he's fast, he's aggressive, and then, I mean, Nate Diaz is Diaz's brother, man. They press forward, you know, and it looks like it might even be in slow motion, man, but those guys hit you a trillion times. And I think that what they do in their fights is they break the spirit of the other guy, man. So this is definitely one of those fights that would be really hard to make a bet on because it could, I mean, Nate can punch you for a half an hour until you fall out, and he never seems to get tired or slow down. And Jim Miller only has to hit you once, or if he grabs you on the ground, he can submit anybody. So that's tough, man, because Nate doesn't suck on the ground either. So, man, that would be a really hard bet to make.
Okay, on the same card as the Suicide Blonde. Do you know what a Suicide Blonde is?
No, I don't know what the Suicide Blonde is.
Died by his own hands. I'm talking about Josh Koscheck, okay, taking on Johnny Hendricks. Who's going to win?
Oh, yeah.
Koscheck, colorful guy. You see him on TMZ once in a while, coming in and out of the L.A. club scene. Who's going to win that and why?
Man, another one. Johnny Hendricks, not necessarily new on the scene, but he's not like the biggest vet out there, man. He comes in with powerful hands. He punches you. It's over with. But Josh has been around for a while, man. His last few fights, it seems like as if he's been out-vettering these guys. Like, he's a dude's a vet, man. He knows what it takes to win a fight. He knows what to do. I'm going to go on a limb, flip a coin, and I'm going to say Johnny Hendricks is going to land some type of punch that's going to wobble him. Not necessarily kill him, but it's going to wobble him. I think it's going to be a referee stoppage.
Okay. This week, the Nevada State...
Either that or Josh is going to outscore him for three rounds, and he's going to win that way.
Okay. For a long time, people suspected Alistair Overeem of using performance-enhancing drugs. And, of course, March 27, they did a surprise test on him. He came back with a 14-1 ratio in testosterone. I think the Athletic Commission of Nevada will allow 6-1. I think WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, will allow a 4-1 ratio, but he came back at 14-1. He was suspended 9 months this week, and he can't fight Junior Dos Santos. Frank Mir will be stepping in to take on Junior Dos Santos May 26th. Are these suspensions fitting? Should they be longer? Should they be less? What do you think about that?
I don't know what really to do with that one because, like, you get suspended for 9 months. All right, no problem. But some of these guys, some of these top-level guys go 9 months without having a fight anyway. So I don't know. I don't know if it should be – I think it should be like 9 months and some type of financial thing. You know, it should be like, I mean, something that will really get you to stop or something. I mean, it's got to like, just, okay, you can't fight for 9 months. That doesn't really hurt these top-level guys, I don't think. Because, I mean, they, after they have a fight, they won't fight for 9 months anyway. You
good,
know?
Good point. Good point. Well, Pat Barry, I wish you the very best of luck with LeVar Johnson next week. It'll be on Fox TV, of course. That is May the 5th. I wish you the very best of luck, man. You're one of my favorite guys when it comes to having you on the radio. You're a blast, and I wish you the very best. God bless you, and peace be with you next week.
Hey, thanks, man. Anytime you want to do this, I'm always ready to tell a story. And I'll let you know after New Jersey if I develop some type of mutant powers before the fight due to orange bathtub water.
Pat Barry on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk, of course, 27-plus years now, on the radio, on the web, television, you name it. We've done it all in this past 27 years, but 27 years of consecutive syndicated radio. Next up, we'll talk with Pat Barry's opponent. We'll talk about LeVar Johnson right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little Tower of Power and some Love Land taking us to the break.
How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Love Land with you. Pretty baby, cause my love is true. I swear I do.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for this season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go. Fight! Domi and Guida.
Oh, head kick. Guida's pace is relentless.
Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Nance.
Knowledge is a dangerous thing, especially when you're talking about a woman. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, folks. That clip you heard coming out of the break was from UFC 125 and, of course, that epic battle between Gray Maynard and Frankie Edgar. Well, my next guest, I am welcoming him to the Ring Talk show for the very first time. He has a 16-5 record. He's a big, bad dude. There's no question about that. I'm talking about LeVar Johnson. LeVar, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How's life treating you? How's life treating you 1 week from the fight?
It's rough right now. You know, we're grinding, getting ready, you know, and getting the last workouts in and doing good, ready to go.
You know, I used to fight, and in the last week before the fight, I didn't sleep a whole lot. I didn't sleep, you know, like I wanted to, and the day of the fight, you know, I was a little bit nervous, but where I really suffered my anxiety attacks, if I ever had any, was in the dressing room before the fight. I just wished we would just get this over with, because a lot of times I fought in the main event or towards the end of the card, and it was always like nerve-wracking. Do you find yourself nervous in the dressing room as well?
Yeah. This fight, I haven't been really losing too much sleep. I don't know why. Usually I'm constantly going over the fight and thinking, you know, thinking about it, but I feel calm and comfortable right now and confident. I felt the same way against Beltran, too, but like you said, in the locker room before the fight, I got really nervous and ended up throwing up. So then that was the first for me. I was able to put on a good show.
Okay.
So hopefully this doesn't happen again.
Okay. What does Pat Barry bring to the dance?
Pat Barry, he's a real good fighter, man. He's very dangerous. He's got strong kicks, knockout power in his hands, and, you know, he's athletic. He moves well.
Okay. And that main event next week will be Nick Diaz's brother, Nate Diaz, 15-7, taking on Jim Miller. Speaking of Nick Diaz, he'll be doing a jiu-jitsu exhibition later, take that back in May, down in the Santa Barbara area. Of course, he's got some licensing issues right now with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, but Nate Diaz 15-7, Jim Miller 21-3. Tell me, who wins that fight, LeVar?
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning more towards Nate. You know, he had a real good performance his last fight, and I just think he's a lot bigger. I think his reach is going to have the advantage, and you know, Miller's a tough kid too. But I'm leaning more towards Nate.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. LeVar Johnson's our guest, folks, 16-5. Do you really have 14 first-round knockouts?
I don't know. Most of them, I haven't been, you know, I haven't went the distance. I went to the third round one time. So I think I've been to the second round twice.
Yikes.
So something like that.
Okay, something like that. Well, that's what your opponent, Pat Barry, said. He had 14 first-round knockouts. I thought that was quite impressive. So, time to put you on the spot here. Alistair Overeem tests positive for steroids March of 27 when they pulled that surprise test on him. But he shouldn't have been too surprised, because the Nevada City Athletic Commission told him when they licensed him last November that he would have at least two or three surprise tests in the year 2012. So he comes in and with a 14-1 testosterone level, with, you know, average, I think, guys about 3-1. And the Nevada State Athletic Commission, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, will say 4-1. And Nevada Commission will take 6-1, but he came in at 14-1. Now, he's been suspended for 9 months. He's losing a $1 million payday against Junior Dos Santos. Is that enough, or is that too much?
I don't know. $1 million is a lot of money. I don't know what the circumstances are or what happened. You know, I didn't pay too much to it, but 14-1 is crazy, I guess. I don't know. He's not fighting, so he's not getting paid. So I guess, you know, I think that's good enough for me.
Okay. Do you get to watch Strikeforce once in a while? Do you know who Ronda Rousey is?
Yes.
Is she a bad broad or what? She's a killer.
Yeah, she's running through everybody. She is.
You know, I know she's going to be fighting in July, I believe, in San Jose, California. Don't forget the Strikeforce card in San Jose May the 19th, the Strikeforce Heavyweight Championship. Josh Barnett, the former UFC heavyweight champion, 36-5, taking on a very, very good fighter in Daniel Cormier, 14-0, I believe. Who wins that one, Josh Barnett or Cormier?
Well, I'm a big fan of Josh Barnett, but Cormier is my teammate, so I'm going with him. You know, he's really talented. You know, he's picking up everything so fast, and man, I think he's going to give Josh Barnett a run for his money. Either way it goes, it's going to be a really good show.
Okay, you tell me you've only been into the second round once. What are your strong points? I mean, 14 first round KOs. Obviously, I guess you can punch a little bit, but or a lot of it. So what do you consider your strengths?
My strengths are my hands. I've been fighting for a while, so my experience, and you know, I got strong knees, good clinch. I can kick too. I mix it up here and there just to pick people apart. And I'm aggressive. I come at the guy and try to gas him out.
You know, I don't know if they photoshopped these pictures of USC or not here on this this fighter profile between you and Pat Berry. But both you guys look like just mean guys. Are you mean in real life or just in the ring?
No, I'm not mean at all. And Pat isn't either. You know, he's a really nice dude. I'm a big fan of his. No, it's just it's a sport, you know, just like with football. You go out there, you go hard, and then after it's all said and done, shake each other's hand and go home.
Okay. John Jones won last week over Rashad Evans, and I posed the same question to your opponent, Pat Berry, a few minutes ago. And I just didn't think that John Jones put it all together against Rashad Evans. You know, they're former teammates, and they said they hated each other now. I don't know if that was genuine or whether it was hype or not. But when you came away from that fight, did you think that John Jones took a light on Rashad Evans, or Rashad just knew what was going on?
It looked like Jones did take it a little easy on him. I think he could have finished him. He didn't go all out. I don't know. And Rashad didn't have an answer for me. He couldn't figure it out.
Okay, we're talking. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
Now, LeVar Johnson's our guest, folks. 16-5 is a pro. Of course, 14 first-round knockouts. Says he's been into the second round once. Yikes. Not a guy that I want to be fighting. But, of course, Pat Berry is taking him on. That's next Saturday. It'll be on Fox. Of course, that's the Fox card. It'll go on at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Now, what I want to stress is that they're going up against a pay-per-view that night with Floyd Mayweather and Miguel Cotto. So I think that the fact that UFC is going on Fox that same night is going to hurt the boxing numbers a little bit. And, you know, what can I say? You decide to go on the same night, I think that the UFC is going to be doing this more and more and more and more. And I think that before long, you know, the UFC, being a former boxer who's won a few fights in my time, but being a former boxer, I could see where the UFC sort of left boxing in the rearview mirror about 2006 as far as popularity is concerned. I mean, the demographics, if you look to the people watching the UFC fights, I mean, there are more Hispanics percentage-wise watching Strikeforce than there are watching their boxing matches. I think that the 18 to 35 demographic is just through the roof as far as mixed martial arts are concerned. And the world of boxing, it doesn't even come into their top 10 when it comes to sports. Why do you think the UFC and MMA has accelerated so fast past the sport of boxing? Boxing's been around since the beginning of time. Why do you think so?
I just think it's a lot more exciting. You've got so many different ways to win. You know, you never know what's going to happen. It's a fast pace, and, you know, there's knees, elbows, and chokes, and it's just a lot more interesting. That's bottom line.
Okay, John Jones was disqualified against Matt Hamill for throwing elbows when Matt Hamill was down on the ground. Do you think we should eliminate that rule? Do you think you should be able to throw elbows on the ground?
In UFC, you can. I know Strikeforce, you can, but UFC, you can.
Okay, good enough. This young man is our next guest, of course, LeVar Johnson. He's going to fight Pat Berry next Saturday. It'll be on Fox TV. That's not Fox Sports, not Fox Desportes, none of those little Mickey Mouse, Fox, FX cable. No, this is the real deal, Fox TV. There's going to be millions of people watching out there. A lot of pressure on this one for you?
No, not really, man. I'm not trying to think about all that. I'm just going to focus on Pat. You know, once I get in that cage, like, as you know, once you throw that first punch, you don't hear anything. You just, you focus, and it's on from there. You know, the worst part, like you said, is in the locker room waiting for your turn, waiting for your name to be called.
You want
to
song?
Let me get it over.
You know, LeVar, I'm going to tell you, one time I fought at the Cow Palace here in San Francisco, and I fought in the 26th bout of the night. It was 26. Okay. Yeah, there were 25 fights before me. They had me fighting in the last fight. So I come out, and I'm in the dress room. Of course, I got the blue corner in one dress room, the red corner in the other dress room, okay? So I'm coming back. There are guys coming back on stretchers. There are guys coming back unconscious. There are guys coming back with their nose broke, busted lips, busted jaws. I mean, you name it, I saw it, okay? I was a nervous. When I hit the ring that night, I ended up winning. But I was an absolute nervous wreck. I couldn't believe it. I'm telling you, if you just, like I think Pat Barry said it as well, just drop me off at the arena and glove me up in the car and everything's cool. You know?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I've been in that same situation where my coach had fought before me and just came out all cut up and bloodied up. I was like, oh, great. This stuff doesn't work.
But, okay. All right. Now, yeah, you're a heavyweight. Who's going to win, Frank Mir or Junior Dos Santos May 26th?
Standing Dos Santos to the ground, Mir's going to tear something off.
Frank Mir underrated in a lot of people's minds. Some people say he's the best all-around heavyweight as far as the ability to do everything. He does it best as far as putting it all together. Is he that good, that astute at putting it all together, the ground game, the stand-up game, everything, mixing it together?
I think he lacks some on the stand-up. He don't have real big kicks or elbows or knees or anything like that. I don't really see too much of. He has decent hands. He's strong. But everybody knows he's most dangerous in his jiu-jitsu.
Okay, Tito Ortiz is going out with his retirement party. Tito was here last week, formerly the Huntington Beach Bad Boy, now the so-called People's Champ. He's taking on Forrest Griffin. They fought before. Who's going to win this one? Is Tito going to go out a winner or what?
I don't think so.
Tell me why.
I think Forrest is going to be too much for him, you know. I mean, he was looking good his last couple fights, but I think Forrest bangs him out on this one.
Okay. One more question about that card on the 7th of July in Las Vegas. Of course, the Fan Expo, July 6th and 7th in Las Vegas, as far as the UFC is concerned. If you ever wanted to go to a UFC event, this is probably the one you should circle your calendar on, folks, and go to this Fan Expo, get to meet all the fighters. And, of course, you got the fight card on on July the 7th with Anderson Silva taking on Chael Sonnen. Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber, the two Ultimate Fighter coaches, they're going to duke it up again. I think that Cruz licks him like a stamp. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Uriah Faber, you know, it's a fight. You know, anything can happen. Uriah Faber, I don't think he's going to lay down for him. I think he's going to put on a good show, and he might just surprise everybody.
Okay. Good enough. Well, I want to wish you the very best of luck next week. You got 7 days, a little more than 7 days, 7 days and a couple of hours before you take on Pat Barry. I wish you both the best of luck, and I want to welcome you back sometime to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you for spending some time with me, sir.
Right on. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
LeVar Johnson, folks. Of course, as I said, 14 first-round knockouts. I guess the man can crack. Wow. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Me and Mrs. Jones, little Great American Soul Book here from the Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Me and Mrs. Jones we've got a thing going on.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come.
Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You tune to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sirius Sports, of course, satellite radio, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. I'm going to say a little out there to all the troops, the cable radio network, and live worldwide on the internet as well. You can check out all the podcasts and things like that at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, and catch your latest MMA news, notebooks, articles, prior shows. We got it all going on at ringtalk.com. Now, don't forget, May the 5th on Fox, no, it's the Fox TV network, May the 5th, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock out here on the West Coast. Nate Diaz, 15-7, the brother of Nick Diaz, taking on Jim Miller, 21-3. That's the main event. Josh Koscheck's on the card. Johnny Hendricks is on the card. Pat Barry's on the card. LeVar Johnson, who I just had on the show, he's on the card as well. So that's a great card. That's May the 5th on Fox TV. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, they go to Fuel TV May the 15th with the Korean Zombie. That's what they call him, Chan Sung Jung. 12-3, taking on Dustin Poirier, the Diamond. He is 12-1. The Korean Zombie, he's created quite a stir here in the world of mixed martial arts, but that's on Fuel TV May the 15th, and I believe that's at 5 p.m. Eastern time. 5 p.m. Pacific time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you can get Fuel TV, you can get to watch it. If you can't get Fuel TV, I don't know what to say. I don't get it. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. Don't forget, you can catch this show every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the UFC on Fox, May the 5th.